So obviously we know what's going on in the country, and we have talked about it a lot on Pat McAfee's show and McAfee and Hawk Sports Talk, and mm-hmm. Pat has so eloquently talked about it on both shows and put out videos and a statement on YouTube and on his Twitter. And we're not going to pretend like we can talk about it better than Pat. He put it very eloquently. What happened to George Floyd was terrible. We know that. We are solely on that side, that that can't happen anymore in this country. And that's pretty much, that's how we feel. We echo what Pat said, mm-hmm. and how we all feel the same way. Yeah, so with that being said, we know that you guys come and listen to the show for a vacation, because we are idiots and it just gives you a break from everything going on in the world. So we're going to continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We just know that we agree with the peaceful protests, the idiots who are out there and just out there to cause riots and havoc and chaos and stuff like that. Obviously fully against, but we are obviously for the peaceful protesting, and everyone's right to do that, and we are on that side. But like I said, Pat's already talked about it so eloquently, and he's the best talker that exists in the world, and we're not going to do it any better than that. So with that being said, we're going to do our idiot things,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to go from there.
Yep, we're going to move forward together.
There we go.
There it is.
And we're going to try to help give people a mental vacation.
Well said, Tony. Well said.
That boy. Come on down and listen to the pod.
I've already stated I got two in the chamber every day, and I used them. I used them.
Don't think you're a sellout, but you're a stew. Round of applause. Here come the boys.
Welcome to the pod. I am Tony Diggs, joined by Ty Schmidt, Boston Connor, Nick Moraldo, Cuban Zeke. I assume Pat will be joining us here in a little bit. He's doing some business right now. Billy Tubes is rustling around in the back.
He's tubing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tubes is tubing.
So as we talked about on last episode, we're going to start all episodes now the same way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice. Fact I like
check.
This.
Fact check. Oh, with the pod, with the pod fact check.
I'm fucked.
So keep sending these in. Just tweet us at the pod PMI and I'll see it. So we're going to start off with this. Planes are made of aviation aluminum. I believe I said they were made of graphite.
Yes.
Yep, you did.
You corrected potentially.
Well, I corrected myself and said carbon fiber.
Yep. Yes, still wrong. Which also I don't think.
Good odds.
Turns out planes are made of aviation aluminum.
Very light metal.
This was from Brandon Panks. Here's the thing, though. Huh?
I said it's very light metal, but it still does weigh 100,000 pounds.
Is it very light?
Yeah. When I was a kid,
I mean, it can fly.
And I was convinced that I was going to become a BMXer and jump off some dirt jumps.
Oh, sweet.
I told my dad I had to have an aluminum frame because it's lighter.
Like, but not aviation. I think aviation aluminum pounds. Might be a little thicker.
I don't know. I don't get into the varying degrees of aluminum.
But, yeah, that's the thing. You haven't really studied your aluminums.
Well, because there's aluminum foil, which is not what the planes are made out of.
That aluminum foil. Very light.
Little
I would
lighter.
Have imagined Matt Hoffman had aviation aluminum because he used to
the fucking
inhale
condor.
Air.
Well, when you come from 50, 60 feet down, it can't crumple like aluminum foil. You're going to need aviation aluminum.
True.
There it is.
But that's if you've seen some of those videos, he does, in fact, crumple on the way down.
Yes, he has.
That is the one word, however, in our language that I wish we did say like the Brits. I believe I do side on the aluminium.
That's actually really good.
Is that how they say it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard a British person say aluminum.
Oh, yes. It's all made of the aviation aluminium.
Aluminum.
I can't wait for that fact.
All right, next week.
Aluminium?
It's aluminium.
You've been talking to the Boobs Brothers, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely.
I wish.
Aluminium.
Aluminium, yep.
I'm not willing to cast
Come on,
this one
you guys
out
know this.
I'm not saying... I'm not giving this a hard no, but I'm skeptical. I'll leave it at that.
Zeke, back me up.
Oh, yeah, I'm all on Dick's back
Thank
here.
Thank you.
That's probably going to be fact-checked at the start of next episode. I do not think that's
I was fact-checked on this a couple times, and I don't even remember us talking about this. I have no idea what this word means. I don't know if it's a place or a word.
It's a noun.
Or a noun, but apparently Minot or Minot is pronounced Minot.
Oh yeah, South Dakota.
Oh.
Wait, that's the garlic nuts?
Piping hot.
Wait, is that where
we're talking about South Dakota?
I have no fucking idea, but that's the first thing I think spell of when it? I hear Minot.
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 I had a friend once that was her name was spelled like that. It was Minot.
Minot State is, I believe, what I said, because that's where our Native American friend
Sacagawea.
Sacagawea. Excuse you, Ty.
So apparently it's Minot.
All right.
I got multiple of those.
Big word.
Well, it's the only reference, like I said, the only reference I have is a friend who spells her name that way, and it was pronounced Minot.
Who, so. Kylie Minot is your friend?
No, that's spelled much differently.
Kylie
M-I-N-O-G-U-E.
Where did she go? Was she an actor or a singer? Was she a singer?
She was a singer and an actress.
And where did she go?
I think she's Australian.
I'm not saying maybe. Like physically
she's
where
Australian
did
Australian or British.
I'm not saying physically where did she go. Like I don't think I've heard a song from her in a while.
Well, she did way back in the day the do the locomotion.
No.
That's her. Oh yeah.
That's not Kylie Minogue.
She had another banger. Look I can't it up. Remember what it
was. The locomotion song from the 70s?
Never heard 80s, of it.
And then came back big time and dropped like this EDM banger in the 2000s.
That's not the right one.
Yeah, that was it.
The locomotion with me.
Yeah, that was her.
And that was Kylie. She did a remake. She didn't do the original.
I think
she's not 80 years old.
She look it up. I don't know why you're questioning me and not just looking it up when I'm telling you to look it up. Okay.
Well, because
I've been down this rabbit hole before.
Because I'm pretty confident that you're wrong.
All right. Well, also, I mean, you know, we don't fact check ourselves, so.
Are two different things happening?
Yep.
I remember this song.
Yeah, this was the banger she came back with.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Ha, ha,
oh, this
ha,
is a banger.
Because everyone's like, oh, Kylie Minogue, I haven't heard from her since.
La, 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 la. Tell you what, Nick, you are fucking right. She did the locomotion.
Can't get you out of my head. Oh, it's more than
a maybe not. Maybe not. Because the original locomotion was 1962.
Okay, but then she did a version of it.
Okay.
The version that we know and are familiar with.
Okay, okay.
All right.
But she was born in 68, so she's been out there doing it for
years. Oh, yeah, she's 52 years old.
I mean, that song came out in 2001.
Yeah.
I would have guessed that Kylie Minogue was 37 years old.
Turns out she's not.
She's not. Who knew? 1000% not. There's a couple here in a row, I believe, about Boston Connor.
I know. I got one. All right. I fucked up how much that author was worth. Apparently, he is, in fact, worth $800 million.
Pretty sure
it does belong in West Palm Beach. All right. I fucking get it.
Pretty sure Boston Connor was hinting that James Patterson couldn't donate $100,000 because he only knew like one of his books.
Yeah.
Turns out he's worth $560 million, and he's the third richest author.
And I learned my lesson that next time you want to find out how much an author has made, you look up their net worth and not their fucking books, and that's what I'll do.
When Boston Connor said he didn't think someone like James Patterson was that big nor had lots of money.
Oh, so we're going to read all the ones that I was wrong about?
Apparently Boston Connor's burner account is a Native American man from North Dakota. Oh, that was also...
That was funny. That did make
James
me
Patterson
laugh.
Has written 147 books and 114 New York Times bestsellers.
147.
So, yeah.
It's a lot.
You were incorrect about Jimmy Patterson.
Damn.
Which is fine.
But I mean...
Because I've never heard of the guy.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Well, yeah, also...
congrats to you for knowing one of his books.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've been wrong before on this podcast before, so, you know.
You've been what?
Wrong.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, this is the first documented one, but I think before then I fucked up once or twice, so...
I do appreciate
knowing now exactly when I say the wrong thing.
Another one on me.
You guys had a bad episode last week. That sucks.
I said that Trey was the character in the OC who fell or jumped off the cliff.
Johnny!
Off. Yeah, it was Johnny Harper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's a douche.
Yeah, he was a big douche.
You don't have that. You know, sometimes you're going to mess something up.
That's
you
on me.
A momentary lapse, a little slip.
I mean, that's a Freudian slip at the tongue because I knew exactly
now,
what Tony
I know this one
about.
Is referring to,
it's not
I
like
believe,
disparaging an entire guy's life work and assuming he's made peanuts.
Yeah, that was kind of fucked up.
Yeah, sucks. He's rich. I'm sure he cares. So
a little defensive today, huh?
Very.
I mean, it's just sometimes I like to switch it up, like depending on how the room's feeling. So, you know, I try and bring something different.
Is it because I'm not just
into a microphone every? Because I mean, I've already turned into that monkey, and I don't want to continue to be just do the thing. So I mean, I try and switch it up and be a cunt sometimes more than I mean. You know, it's not others.
Like people are clamoring in the streets for you.
I mean, you guys are. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's awesome.
We are clamoring every single time. It's my favorite part of the episode.
Which I appreciate, you know, but I've explained before that I have two bullets in that chamber, and I use them, you know, I use three today. And
we so get I'm exhausted. It. We okay? get it. You're the Beatles now.
Oh, Jesus.
Play the hits, Connor.
We know who the Beatles are, and they made that goddamn song right there, and this year the Buffalo. Okay, boys?
Yeah, shout out Dave Trago.
Is this because, take off your hat.
Because I got a sunburn?
No. Oh! No, because you have a sweet new haircut and you are Uhtred, son of Uhtred.
This actually...
fucking Uhtred Ragnarsson?
This might be a reflection of the ponytail, Connor. That might be what is you're hearing through my voice that's a little more...
I feel like you're becoming a kickboxer.
Yeah, a little more serious, maybe a little dude, more...
Uhtred, son of Uhtred.
Maybe a little more
Uhtred violent. Spoiler, I haven't seen the show yet.
Uhtred, yeah, Uhtred of Bevenberg. I am Uhtred, son of Uhtred, son of Uhtred. I am the third Uhtred in that row. There's only two right now. But no, I did cut this own hair. Is that what you're trying to get at right now?
No, it looks really good.
It does look good.
It took a little bit. You know,
I did it all by yourself?
I did it all by myself. Zito has the clippers or the buzz or whatever. So yeah. I went through. I was like, all right, I'll do.
You got nice walls? Or
I'll do the one fade.
Is it your manscaped?
Well, Brandy got walls?
No, it's not my down below blades.
No, I do have a manscaped. I had to use the manscaped blade for the neck, honestly, because the hairs on there were just that peach fuzz that you get. Yeah, it's just that gross stuff. So I did have to use two different razors. I mean, it was a process.
I think you might have sex in the next 6 to 12 months.
I'll tell you what. No.
But the reason why you will have sex is that new tree you just got, by the way.
What's
that? Oh, yeah.
Connor did get a new plant.
Oh, don't even get me started on this tree.
Dude, I got this. So hold on. First of all.
I know the listeners love hearing you talk about your horticulture.
Okay. Yes. And I'm all about my horticulture. I'm just glad that I can finally.
You horny son of a bitch.
I can express it finally.
That's horny culture, and that's when you have sex with the plant seed.
Oh, I know.
I'm not into that. Into the plants. But. So we were walking down the street in Fountain Square. Me, Z.
Where you live.
Nick, yeah, where we live.
For those that aren't familiar with Indianapolis.
And we see this guy who's probably the most experienced bonsai tree salesman I've ever seen in my entire life.
Has
a Fu Manchu. Most guys I walk up and say, that guy doesn't know shit about bonsai trees. I look at this guy.
That's what I said.
I think this guy's probably, you know, made his own type of bonsai tree. That's how much he knows about it.
Yeah,
so
that's possible.
I see a few. There's some price tags on them. So, you know, Foxy says, all this guy's got $30. That's all he's got in his pocket.
Oh, you guys are...
I mean, yeah, Foxy.
Now you're haggling.
Well, Foxy led with that, and immediately this guy goes, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, and then looks to me. So I said, okay, so hold on. Maybe this
said
guy.
So this he guy is really good at reading the room.
This guy's very, so all of a sudden I'm like, okay, maybe this guy really does know everything there is to know about bonsai trees. So then we get to talking
and
a little.
He sees a big fat fish rolling up right there.
We get to talking a little.
He knows which guy in the group loves the bonsais.
Well, we're chatting, and I see one that's $150, and I'm like, all right, well, how about 100 for that one? And he says, okay, I can do 100. And then I think, oh, man, I didn't think he was going to say yes. But he did. So then we say, you know what, we're coming back. You know, we'll catch you on the back in 15 minutes.
Love that.
So we come back around, and, you know, at this point, it's only been like 10 minutes. I'm like, I'm just going to fucking buy this tree. It's a bonsai tree. It looks awesome.
But wait, I made one last-ditch effort, and I said, hey, Connor, check this one out. It's only $45, and it looks exactly the same. Look at this ficus over here. No, and what did you say to me?
I said, fuck a ficus. I'm here for a bonsai tree.
Yeah. Okay. Good idea, actually, because ficus is stink.
Yeah, no thanks. And plus,
what's your ficus score?
Get out of here.
It's the oatmeal of plants.
You fucking loser. But what I was really thinking about was the pot, okay? See, the pot that ficus was in.
Weak. was weak.
You basically paid $75 for the pot.
Yours was crafted by the Mayans.
Exactly. This thing was bred by the gods. And I don't know how they got the rocks in there and the other little plants in there that come out of the soil of the bonsai trees.
Bonsais work in mysterious ways, my friend.
Picked it up out of the dirt, put it right in the pot. Go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, somehow this man got this bonsai tree to grow inside this plant. I mean, first of all, I'm paying for the age, too. I mean, this thing is 12 years old. This isn't no slouch of a bonsai tree.
Did you cut it up and check the rings?
This fucking guy tried spinning a yarn to Connor that he's been growing these trees for 20 years. This was not some old wise man. This was a guy who looked like he could have been maybe at most 35. So you're telling me this dude's been raising these trees since he was 15 years old?
Look, I don't know if he has raised every single one from start to finish, but he has been taking care of a 27-year-old bonsai tree, my friend. And I mean, that takes a lot of skill. That's an old tree. There's a lot that goes into it. A lot of watering. I mean, yeah, look at that. look at that tree. I mean, there can be a swing that hangs off one of those things. We're
buying a mini tire swing for it.
Wait, what Michael Scott shirt do you have?
I'm not superstitious.
I'm a little stitious.
So go on. You end up making the transaction.
I end up making the transaction, And
you paid $100
for the tree. It was worth it.
That tree's not worth $100.
It was worth it. He was... I trust him, too, because he was smoking cigarettes. So you always... That's what really reeled me in was the smell. But no.
Tell him what you found out about the tree after the transaction.
After I found out that you have to water the thing like a gallon of water every three days.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I was just looking it up because I had one on my desk at work.
Yeah.
At my old job because you have a bonsai tree just to keep you sane. In Cube Life. And yeah, you get the watering is a real issue.
Yeah, so he said a gallon every 3 days, every other day, something like that. Or you can water it every day. So I've just been giving old Bonnie a nice water bottle and a half.
Oh, that's his name?
Every day. Yeah, it's Bonnie. Every day. And it's been nice, honestly. It's been pretty successful so far.
Huh.
It's been 2 days.
Seemed to left out the two key piece of information within the transaction. One, first and foremost, being that as soon as he hands this tree to Connor, he declares that this tree is indeed a ficus.
No.
I was going to say, that does not look like a bonsai tree.
Should
pull the picture up again?
That is a ficus.
Oh, that is not a bonsai. I didn't even look at the tree. I was looking at the pot.
He didn't say it was a ficus when he gave it to
me. I will say, it's a bad angle, Bonnie. It's a horrible angle.
That's not a bonsai tree.
I wish Foxy were in here to back me up because he did declare it a ficus.
No, he didn't.
And then
he did not
say it. You didn't beat this guy's ass right after he said that?
I said, Connor, oh, I've had a bonsai tree before. You don't have to water it every day. That's the purpose of having it in the office, is that you don't want to overwater it. You don't have to water it every day. And he looks at me, and then he looks at the guy, and I already just started this motherfucker, because then he goes, hey, this guy said I don't have to water it every day. I'm like, you motherfucker, you don't trust me? You trust this random guy who just hook, line, sinker sold you a ficus on the side of the street for about almost $500. He wanted $500
for one. Well, there was a $275 one.
Yeah, he upcharged the hell out of
you. I was in favor of that.
And I was like, you don't trust me? I was disgusted.
It was 35 years old. Well, I mean, Nick, here, look, like I said before, if I was walking down the street and you were standing behind the bonsai tree thing and you look like that guy smoking darts, I'd say, okay, yeah, I'm going to listen to him. But for the time being, Nick, you were on my side of the bonsai tree table, so I do have to listen to that guy.
The experts stand behind the table.
Yeah, I do have to listen to the guy that's selling me the product.
The guy who gave you the plant for the other tree because he has some experience in raising trees on his own, who is your friend, who he does cut you down every once in a while, but he also gives you some pretty good advice.
Yeah, I guess, but you're still not selling ficuses on a Saturday night, my friend, so I'm still listening to the
guy
ficus
who said, hey, why don't you get this ficus because it looks exactly the same and it's $100 cheaper.
But he was
and
like,
you ended up getting a ficus.
But he said, with that being said, this is a really cool bonsai tree. So here you go. And I asked too, does it have a name? Didn't have a name yet. So Bonnie is a great bonsai tree, not a ficus.
Clever name, by the way. Very original.
It is a good name, right?
And you got a free boo slushy out of it.
And I got a free wine slushy out of it.
Oh, they threw a frosé in there?
No, I paid for it.
It literally said, with the purchase of a bonsai tree, you get a free slushie.
That's awesome!
Oh, sir, that's a ficus. I can't.
differences aside, you know, you did get a nice tree.
It's a gorgeous bonsai tree, and I am just excited that Calypso has a little company now, but she is not.
She's not.
She's not happy.
She's not happy. Calypso is fuming. She might be dead by the end of the week. She honestly hates Bonnie, but you know.
I want to tell you why she's so mad. It's because we've been starting this gas fire pit, and it's probably 4 feet away from Calypso.
Oh, by the way, I saw Calypso doesn't like fire.
I saw your gas little fire pit that you put on decks, and everyone gathers around.
Yeah,
that's nice.
It was gifted to us by our neighbors,
it's
too.
It's very nice.
Didn't pay a thing for it. It's
like, is it a marble top?
Yeah, is it marble, Zeet?
You could say that.
Yeah, it's marble. Yeah, it's marble. There's chips all over.
You guys have really upgraded.
It was actually funny because Foxy got it. Our neighbor was throwing away because they got a new one. So we grabbed it, and it worked absolutely perfect. The only thing that's missing one of the legs, basically, but you just got to put the cardboard under it.
Highly skilled artisan tile work on top of this thing.
It's
next level.
That's what I thought I saw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Nice. Sounds like a nice place to have a cigar.
The middle's a little rusted, but the tile work is it's pretty good.
Whoa. All right. Whoa. The last air. I didn't fact check this. The problem about the pod facts thing is I don't fact check when people say that we're wrong.
The fact check?
No, I don't.
We rely on
people. I just trust them.
We should.
Now, this one, I believe, goes at Zito and Nick.
Whoa, what would I do?
Because you guys were talking about
Einstein. I'm not afraid to admit when I'm wrong. It's one of my many strengths.
You guys were talking about Einstein and the atom bomb.
Good bagels.
And I believe I have heard this name many, many times.
You have Bob Oppenheimer. Yeah.
Bobby Oppenheimer is the father.
I am become death.
Excuse me, what?
Yes.
You're deaf?
Destroyer of worlds.
That is what he said after he made the atom bomb.
And so was it Einstein or Oppenheimer?
Einstein helped.
Yeah, oh, they were a tag team?
Hey, there was a group of scientists.
You ever see Captain America?
I have, actually.
So, yeah, it's like the two guys.
So
the one with the red face, or?
I don't know.
So Zito and I and a listener are correct, and you're wrong again, Tony.
Suck it!
Why would I be wrong?
Because you tried to fact check us. Like, we were wrong.
True.
I literally, before this started, said that I did not fact check this.
You did prenumble yourself.
So you're telling me Bobby Ops.
Yep. Einstein worked on it, too.
And MC Squared.
They got together. Mm-hmm. Group of them. Sat around a table.
Where was their lab at?
I believe it was out in the desert.
I thought it was Brooklyn.
I think it was in Nevada.
It was either Nevada or New Mexico.
I'll be honest. I would put money that Einstein was not living in the
USA.
You
didn't think he was a desert guy, yeah. And you didn't think he was a U.S.?
No. Hmm. I always thought English, or Einstein was English.
It was German.
I would have bet that he also grew up
You thought Albert Einstein was English?
Yeah, I thought for sure he also grew up probably in the...
Albert, come here!
Probably thought that he would have grown up in the 1700s,
1800s. Yeah, kind of. All right.
Fair enough.
Apparently I am.
Yeah, not right, but fair enough.
I just think that...
When was he born? 1890?
See, in my brain, I just assume... That people would have figured out that E equals MC squared many, many, many years ago.
We made some big leaps, my friend.
We did.
That's what I'm thinking. I should have.
But, you know.
You're probably not alone. I think that's probably like a
Picasso
situation.
He was born in 1880, so I'm pretty much correct.
Yeah, you just said I would have guessed the 17th early 1800s.
No.
If you're implying that he was alive during the 1800s, yes, you are correct.
Victory for me.
Attaboy, Tony.
Good job, Tony.
Attaboy, Tony.
All right, that's pod facts for today. Also,
nailed it. We nailed those pod facts.
So now, if we made any errors during that time,
which we didn't,
or the rest of the episode, you just point those out to us at the pod PMI on Twitter.
Just setting ourselves up for a whole bunch of. Well, actually. Yeah.
But we just need it, you know?
I'm just happy I was right about Waze.
All right.
People thought I was wrong. No one.
About what?
Check me.
Congratulations are due.
That the beginning of Waze.
The road just
ends. Yeah, the road just end.
So you have to like say the road is
still
going.
Does this road still exist?
I mean, that didn't.
Well, was there anyone
that put two of these in?
No.
Dude, this is a sponsor.
Do it.
Not on this show, it's not.
Do it, Tone. Do it.
And a movie. Tone, yeah!
There it is.
He didn't do it. With a beard like that, dude, you need to start charming.
I know what those are.
It's CBD.
Canadips. Canadips.
Zito, get the camera out of my face.
Oh, that's what's going on.
Tight shot.
What the fuck is... Every guy wants to last longer in bed, but counting backwards for 100 or singing
Larry had a little lamb does not work, Connor.
Larry
fucking Larry had a little lamb.
Larry had a little lamb. It became.
Do we think Larry is Mary's brother or husband?
Awkward uncle.
Larry's using fucking Roman and piping out Mary. Well, I'm sure
there it is.
Singing that song doesn't always help. But the folks at Roman, an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman Swipes, the secret to longer, better sex. Roman Swipes are convenient, over-the-counter wipes clinically proven to help you last longer, and the packaging is small enough to fit in your back pocket. They're effective, doctor-approved, easy to use, and fast-acting. Sounds too good to be true, right? Well, Swipes are the real deal. Studies have shown up to a 340% increase in stamina after 3 months of regular use.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot. Well, not until after you want. What's wrong, Connor? What's wrong?
I mean, this guy, I was expecting the normal.
Well, see, he's been using the swipes, and that would come way earlier in the ad. And now,
now he's shooting. Now
he's made it all the way to this part.
Which is incredible. Roman Swipes will ship to you in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each Swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet. What makes Swipes better than all those creams and foams out there is the desensitizing effect that will not transfer to your partner or numb you. And they're super easy to use. Just take the swipes out of the packet, wipe it on your most sensitive areas, and wait a few minutes. That's it. It's a quick way to take your time. Keep Roman Swipes in your back pocket for longer, better sex. And get yours fast with free 2-day shipping by visiting GetRoman.com/USA. That is GetRoman.com/USA.
Oh, congratulations.
To you.
To me?
Yes.
Why to me?
I don't know. You said congratulations?
I would not congratulate myself ever. Congratulations to NASA.
Yeah.
Oh,
congratulations to SpaceX for launching.
Gorgeous.
Thank you. It means a lot after your defamatory remarks.
No.
Unbelievable stuff.
I was just saying that they should have taken off any weather.
It should be all terrain.
If they were truly the Birdman, they would fly in any weather.
The video of the Russian spacecraft taking off and getting struck by lightning 50 feet off the ground and still going was fantastic.
Oh, they got struck multiple times.
Wait. So they won the space race then if they're doing that stuff, right?
Well, and then Elon... So when I found a video of this Russian rocket being shot into space and just getting absolutely pummeled by lightning.
That's the coolest thing of all time.
Sweet.
Pummeled. Pummeled by lightning.
Oh, yeah.
And Elon underneath was like, yeah, well, our rocket's supposed to... can take multiple strikes too. We just didn't seem it was necessary.
Yeah, let's see how their data turns out. You know,
that's a good point.
They see how calculated their instruments
are. And then a lot of people were saying that the Russian one that was being struck by lightning a bunch of times when it was going up has the old school instruments, so lightning strikes do not affect their instruments like they would SpaceX.
Oh, yeah. So they're behind on the instrument game.
In the instrument game, but
they're
turns
all in
out
fucking metric.
Turns out when you're behind on the instrument game, just like in the movie Battleship,
of course.
It's actually good. It's actually a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can't remember why in Battleship it was a good thing that they had the old school.
I could never make it through that whole movie.
It had to do something with like radar or something like that.
EMP.
Oh, the EMP against the aliens?
Yeah, and then Rihanna says like, light them up!
That movie stunk.
Well, listen, Tony, I mean, if you're cheering for Russia's space program over NASA, that's your decision.
I'm just, I cheer for whatever space station. It is, in fact, the Russian space station, though. I don't know if there's an American space station or not.
Did you hear the interview when they were up there?
Thank you. I'm only my only space station knowledge comes from when Armageddon goes up to the space station. They are to touch nothing.
Did you hear the interview post?
They do touch things and it fucks it all up.
Did you hear the interview post when they were up there?
I did not.
And they're like, "Tell your two Russian friends, thank you so much too."
Oh, what was it? What did that mean?
The hell
was
that?
I don't
know.
That's because there was two Russians in the space station as well.
Oh, okay. The cosmonauts.
But he didn't know their names. He just said two Russians.
Cosmonauts.
Mm. That was kind of rude.
Their names are cosmonauts.
I don't think that's
cosmonaut one and cosmonaut two.
What was the deal with the one blown up? One of those things.
I believe that was old video because Elon did have a rocket blow up that was unmanned.
Yeah.
I figured it was unmanned, but wow.
We would have heard about
that. Did that thing fucking explode?
It was like a precursor to the one that they launched off like a test.
It's combustible. They are very combustible.
Well, and did someone voice over it too as if it was 2020 and they were watching it like...
Why? Were they like, ah! Well,
I thought you
One of the guys who's on it is like, oh, Jesus!
Yeah. So like it seemed like it was happening right now and with people in it. So I think someone was pulling a little prank on the internet.
What?
But it was good.
I think you're right.
But it was a good break.
Speaking of, did anyone get a chance to watch any Space Force?
That's what I was.
Oh, loved it.
Did you watch it?
Almost started it last night. I did not watch any of it.
I saw a couple tweets that were not incredible reviews.
Oh, shut up.
You watch it?
I did not.
Zeke?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
Whole thing? See, you watched the whole thing, right?
I'm episode 5 right now.
So you do like it?
Yeah, absolutely. The episode 3, I don't know, whether there's a chip involved. Probably one of the funniest scenes I've ever seen in my life.
Like a potato chip?
A chip.
Microchip.
Oh, chimp. Chimpanzee.
Oh, chimp.
I don't want to get too deep into it, but peed my pants.
So we're saying watch.
Yeah, I watched it as well. Has some good highs. Also has some lows. But it's worth a watch for sure.
How far through are you?
Maybe 7 or 8.
Oh, okay. So you're damn near done.
How many episodes are in the season?
I didn't look. I've just been letting it roll.
How many minutes in an episode? 22 or?
They're short. They're not hour.
They're 29.
Probably 30, yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's
it's good, a very easy watch. Length. It's easily digestible.
What's it comparable to?
I don't know.
Oh, boy. It's not like The Office, which is your first thought, I assume, yeah. When Carell's involved.
I get a Veep vibe from it, kind of,
Big Veep guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a good way to put it.
You know, you've never even seen Veep.
I've seen Veep. What are you talking
Everyone's
about?
Everyone's seen Veep.
No, we fuck Veep. None of you pieces of shit have seen it.
Everyone's seen an episode of Veep. Tall Lurch Jonah and then Gabe, the funny red-haired guy with the mustache right,
you're
and goatee.
I'm going to say I'm a big like. Veep guy.
All right, you're in. I accept it.
Malkovich, I mean, is great.
Oh, yeah, he's the best.
He's just phenomenal.
Paid that man.
John Ralphio's in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, John Ralphio is in it.
John Ralphio's in it, and he is nice. John Ralphio in it as well.
Okay.
See, yeah. Let's go.
F. Tony Spadaducci.
What the fuck you, too?
The Parks and
They Rec do guy. Call him Fuck Tony because of his first initial being F.
Oh, like Francis F. Scott.
It's something like F. Dot Tony F. Spadaducci.
F. Scott Fitzgerald. Yeah.
So they call him Fuck Tony.
What did he say?
F. Francis Scott.
What? It was from Ted, too. Yeah.
Ted, too. What did Scott... What do you ever do to you?
Scott. By the way, I'm a big fan of her, and I can't remember her name off the top of my head right now.
Mina Kunis?
Nope. That Ted, too.
Oh.
Amanda Seyfried.
Yes. She was great in... Gollum.
Out of Time.
That's mean.
That's a joke from Ted.
Out of Time.
Stating a line from the movie.
No.
Oscar performance.
When she eats, when she eats the wolf.
Eats the wolf.
When she eats the wolf. Is not Twilight. Movie? You're not thinking Twilight.
Jennifer's Body.
Oh, Jennifer's Body was a good movie. That's not what I'm talking about, though.
Mamma Mia.
Nope.
Here we go again. My, how could I forget you?
Mamma Mia. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood. Or just Hood. Red Riding Hood.
The Huntsman?
I didn't see that. She's not in The Huntsman.
Mm. Huntsman's good movie.
Huntsman's Kristen Stewart. Great movie. I always watch that one. That's on. Jessica Chastain in the second one, too. I mean, they figured it out.
Is she good in Things?
And who, Kristen Stewart?
Yeah.
I am a Kristen Stewart fan. I have not seen her newest movie where she's trapped underwater, and I don't think I'm going to, but I am a fan.
Is it called Little Red Riding Hood?
It might be called...
I think it's just called Red.
Yeah, it might be called Red.
Red Riding Hood. Mm. It's a good movie. I think it was a good movie.
Don't even know what it's called.
It was similar to the one movie where they were wearing yellow outfits out in the woods, and then they were like actually in just normal society.
Village?
Yeah, The Village.
Love that movie.
What's the movie with Hawkeye and then they're diabetic kids and they the witch?
Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Is that one just came out?
No,
Hansel and Gretel.
The new version of it. Yeah.
It's no Brothers Grimm, but...
Oh, classic. Classic. I was actually going to say that. I didn't know if anyone had seen it.
You guys, Underworld, guys?
Kate Beckinsale, come
on.
Who
else is in Red Riding Hood?
Dumps her boobs out in that, doesn't she?
Couple times, I believe.
Who? Yeah.
Okay. Cape Beck.
In what underworld?
Okay.
Yeah. Note section.
Well, Tony, you might be better off just going to Mr. Scan.
I can't believe you've never seen Underworld. This is a Tony Diggs special. This guy.
Yeah, vampires and werewolves, dude. Yeah.
I'm not a vampires and werewolves guy.
Really?
No, not since Keanu or Brad Pitt.
Interview with a Vampire.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I mean, I just haven't seen it. I'm just not a.
I mean, it's a lot of action.
I have never ever
played.
Tony.
I have never seen one of the Blade movies.
Are you serious?
Never seen Blade?
Tony, you would love the original Blade.
How many times do I have
fucking
to
Blade
say...
Blade 3 with Triple H?
Yeah, and Ryan Reynolds.
Tell you what, I need to see Dracula.
No, you don't.
How many times do I have to say fucking vampire,
It's tough to set
dude?
Him up, yeah.
I'm insulted right now. How you not seen
it? No, you don't.
We did play golf this weekend, and as he was counting his strokes,
what? Goal? Pa!
All right,
I'm going to put a pin very in. Incredible
yeah.
golf.
Yeah.
Zito got a new set of bats. He was hitting it like 400 yards off the tee.
And, we played, 12 holes?
You got a new set of sticks?
Four or five.
When did you buy new?
Dick's Sporting Goods pickup. $200. Absolute steal.
Now, he only got about half of a set, an actual set, because I looked at his clubs. No. He said, how far should I hit this? And I looked at his clubs to see what he had. And he only had maybe a 7, 8, 9, and then the driver set.
That they do sell those.
That's all he needed. Yeah, that's all he needed. Zeke was hyping the driver all day.
What brand?
7 and a putter.
Top Flight.
Top Flight. Clubs,
Top Flight bats.
You look at them and you don't think much, but
are they graphite or steel?
Graphite.
You piece of shit. What are you fucking 60?
He needed the flex.
I need the flex.
Oh, you're
slow with that.
That makes sense.
I will tell you though, I won a shirt on one of the holes.
Yeah, you did.
Closest to the bank, get the shirt.
Was it 9? Zete was like, maybe 6 inches away from winning $10,000.
Yeah, in a whole in a whole pallet of fuzzy vodka lemonade.
It was a trip to Augusta.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Top Flight, baby.
Zeke got the shirt, though.
Zeke got out his 8-iron, hit it fucking 75,000 feet in the air, and it landed like 6 inches.
What'd you shoot, Zeke? 33?
I couldn't even tell you. I wasn't keeping count. They were, though.
That makes sense. Actually.
I only kept scoring the first hole, and then I was like, "Yeah, what am I? I don't give a fuck. Why am I giving a score of this?"
What happened?
Fatigue.
Yeah.
After booze. One hole,
at a certain point, the booze ramps up in intensity, and then that's kind of when all things go out. Well,
Pat graciously bought 70 times to keep us nice and secluded because we were playing with like six people.
We needed it.
The courses will not let you go out.
No.
But they were very accommodating because Pat spent like damn near $1,000 on the round, and then they just kind of forgot to have someone out there acting as a starter, so people just started teeing off, and then the whole thing got fucked up.
By hole three, we had people on our asses already.
Playing through.
Yeah.
Well, with six people, it's a very...
No.
Rate of play.
They also had six people.
And they were playing faster than you guys?
Yeah, figure that one out.
You guys must be playing very slow.
We're paying $1,000 slow. We definitely were, but they also...
They didn't respect the seven. We just got done on four,
and we were in the 5 tee box, and there was a group of... There was like a threesome behind us. They skipped the remainder of 4, us on 5, and went up to 6.
And you know what, Tony? You know what the most disgusting part about it was? They didn't even ask.
Didn't ask.
Really?
No. Did not ask.
Went rolling right on by.
Hey, guys.
And then, you know, the real kicker was about a hole later, then we were waiting on their asses, you know.
Really?
Yeah, which is...
Well, I know us. If we had a threesome and we were playing behind a sixthome, we probably would have done it.
And you would have thought
we
were playing slow, but we weren't really, because we were right on the ass of the group in front of us who was walking.
Well, that's their fault for walking.
I agree.
There were a lot of factors. But
I still don't understand why you guys think that I would like vampires and werewolves.
It's an action movie. Why
close up? We all know it.
I don't get why you want it.
That's just unbelievable.
Oh, you.
Yeah, see, exactly.
The audacity.
Well, you like werewolves. I mean, fucking Red Riding Hood's your favorite movie, so I figured.
Also, they're not even the werewolves. They're lichens.
Well, Red Riding Hood is not a werewolf.
I mean, Tony, there's a moment in
there is a
movies.
Wolf, though.
The antagonist is a wolf.
Not a werewolf, though. Yeah, the big bad wolf's pretty much a werewolf.
I think it might be because werewolves actually did scare me quite a bit when I was younger.
Mm. Really? Have you seen Wolfman with Tony Banderas?
I don't know.
Excuse me. It's not him. It's Benicio Del Toro. Yeah.
Anytime I had to take the trash out as a kid, and it was a full moon, there was a strong sprint back into the house.
I understand. I had a problem with clowns, but I mean werewolves, that's the
oh Are you going to argue that clowns are more dangerous than werewolves?
More scary, for sure.
Well, they're definitely not more scary.
Well, they are because you can see a clown in RL.
Did you happen to see who the new Wolfman is going to be?
I did not.
If it's not, oh boy, let me get there. I'm gonna get there.
Come on.
The name
is something. I was just gonna say he'd be a good Wolfman.
The name Patrick Hawkins is my name is in my head right now.
Pat Hawkins?
And wait until you see who it actually is.
Are you thinking of Patrick Wilson?
Oh, the name is for sure not Patrick.
Okay.
And it's not Hawkins either. You're thinking
of Luke Wilson?
No, boy.
Because I thought Patrick Wilson would have been.
I am Pat Hawkins is an awesome name. I am moons away. I mean, I can give it to you right now. I mean, he plays Wolverine.
Hugh Jackman.
Geez. Oh, geez.
Pat Hawkins.
Oh, boy. Patty Hawkins.
The greatest showman?
He would be a good one.
I was
man.
The greatest showman for Halloween, too, this year.
I know. I saw
it. Yeah, you were Pat Hawkins.
I have a hard Pat Hawkins. I have a hard time remembering Hugh Jackman's name and the dude who played
Pat Hawkins.
The police officer in the Denzel Washington movie. We had a goddamn
flying squirrel named after him.
I know.
Ethan Hawke.
What?
That's not his name.
No.
You said police officer in the
Training Day?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say Ethan Hawke is that definitely is his Ethan name. Hawke. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Denzel has been in a couple
cop movies, yeah.
No, the one where he's American Pelican Gangster. 12? Oh. American Gangster.
Russell Crowe.
So Russell Crowe, I have for some reason
two Australian guys.
I have a hard time remembering their names. Mm. Probably because the Booze Brothers.
Could be because of the Booze Brothers.
No, it's not Pat Hawkins. It is going to be Ryan Gosling.
He's playing a Wolfman?
Yeah, he's going to be the new werewolf Wolfman.
It doesn't seem like that. I feel like he's too pretty for it.
Maybe. Huh. Gosling's a great actor, though.
Oh, yeah. But I think he might be too pretty.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not doubting you. I don't particularly want to see this movie, but...
Can Gosling grow a beard?
Oh, yeah. Notebook, dude. Notebook,
Noah. Yeah.
Come on, no, long beard.
Right. I haven't seen Notebook in real quite some time.
I think it was real. And he also, took up carpentry for that and, really built a house, I think.
I heard a story this weekend that Emile Hirsch, Tarantino reached out to him through a Facebook account with an egg to first make contact to be in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I mean, I doubt it, but I guess it's possible.
I'm telling you.
He created a Facebook account.
Yeah, I was going to say,
send this guy a message.
I would have to think a somewhat reputable working actor has other ways of people getting in touch with him.
I would think so.
Facebook account, but maybe not.
I'm just telling you what. I don't know.
Hey, I mean, you see.
There it is, right here.
What's the website?
Let me read it. It was Emile Hirsch on a podcast.
Okay.
And he
straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah,
said, "Believe it or not, I was on Facebook and I got a Facebook message from this account.
Oh, yeah.
That's this is Quentin Tarantino. Him and Eli Roth had watched the autopsy of Jane Doe together, and Quentin just loved it. He saw it. Well, I mean, I really got to read a lot here, so I'm not going to.
Yeah,
do
but
it.
That does but that just, is wild that that is what she's saying happened."
Emile is a guy.
It's a he.
That is what he is saying. That whole entire time,
he
I was
in
Cats?
What, Lone Survivor.
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Was. Yep.
Not Taylor Kish.
Alpha Dog.
No. Not Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, no, I know.
Was he in
Not the Girl Next Door?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
so that guy. Yes. That is that guy. Okay.
Yes.
Who is he in Once Upon a Time? Oh, he's the neighbor.
Jay. Yeah.
Oh,
Jay Sebring or whatever.
Yeah.
Still haven't seen it?
You still haven't seen it?
No.
Should check it out.
I'm surprised Tarantino didn't watch The Girl Next Door and just think, wow,
Caleb
I want that guy in Once Upon a Time.
Probably could have.
Yeah. Dakota.
Are you doing a line from something?
Once Upon a
Time. Line, please.
Line.
Hmm.
God damn it. Eight goddamn whiskey sours. Could have three.
Yeah.
Guys. Guys.
Yeah.
Tony.
Yeah, Tony.
Thank you. I just want to give you guys a heads up. Father's Day, right around the corner.
It is.
Yeah.
Right around the corner.
It snuck up this year.
It did sneak up on you, but I'm going to help you guys out. Even if it did sneak up on us, still got a great solution for our dads. Omaha Steaks is the solution. Omaha Steaks equals 100% American grain finished beef. Yeah, naturally aged at least 21 days for the ultimate in tenderness, juiciness, and flavor. Omaha Steaks offers a variety of options everyone loves. Steaks, chicken, pork, burgers, easy to make meals, desserts, and more. Mm. Omaha Steaks are the perfect Father's Day gift because dad wants steak, not another lame gift like a tire gift card. When dad prepares his Omaha Steaks, he'll think of you and his amazing gift. Omaha Steaks Applewood smoked steak cut bacon is perfectly cured and cut extra thick. There's only 8 slices per pound. It's bacon like no other. Every order is flash frozen, vacuum sealed, safely delivered in a cooler with dry ice that stays ready to cook in the freezer for months, all backed by their unconditional 100% money back guarantee.
That's perfect. Amazing.
I mean, you tell me there's Applewood bacon in there. I'm all
Boy. Mm-hmm. I mean, we fired up some of those fillets the other day.
Mm. Yes, we did.
They are. They like a knife through hot butter. Mm-hmm.
It's
butter.
A real treat.
Looking for the perfect Father's Day gift? Omaha Steaks can help because we all know that dad doesn't want another tie. Dad wants steak. For a limited time, you can find a variety of packages filled with naturally aged, hand-carved, rich marbled Omaha Steaks and more. Perfect for dad's special day. That's the world's greatest steaks, plus premium meats, easy meals, and so much more, ready to ship and all backed by the 100% money-back guarantee. Make Father's Day simple this year. Send dad a gift he really wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now. Yeah. Right now.
This instant?
Omaha Steaks is offering our listeners access to a variety of amazing packages that are perfect to send dad for Father's Day. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code THEPOD in the search bar. You'll see all of the great options available, many that include free shipping and a free 1-pound package of the perfectly cured, incredibly thick, Applewood smoked bacon. There are many packages available for that perfect dad. Omaha Steaks delivers guaranteed quality and safety with every order, so send dad a gift of food he'll love this year. Visit omahasteaks.com and type the pod in the search bar to shop for Father's Day today. Is the truck argument good enough to tell that you guys witnessed?
Yeah.
I feel like we need Foxy in here for it. Yeah, no, I mean, there's nothing like being out to lunch and for some massive scene to go on. Honestly, I think that's one of my favorite things. Where like there is a video worthy thing that happens just out of complete nowhere. Because what was happening was, okay, we're at the dugout bar over down there in Fountain Square again. Okay, people, let's go right back to where we were earlier. Except today's Sunday, my friend. Today's not Saturday. We're not buying bonsai trees. We're buying wings.
Okay.
Wasn't a ficus, all right? Wasn't a fucking ficus.
We
it was a bonsai
he
tree.
He dropped the scientific name and the ficus was in there.
He did not say ficus.
We've moved on.
Go ahead.
We've moved on. All right. So we're sitting at the dugout and we're just kind of, you know, we're about to leave, really. If this happened 10 minutes later, we would have missed it. So there's like a... The way it's set up is there's tables, you know, 6 to 10 feet apart on this little patio. And there's a group of four sitting, you know, behind us to the right.
Yeah, you're only allowed 6 at the table.
You're only allowed 6 at the table. So me, Fox, Nick, and Lou were sitting there. And this guy in a pretty massive all-black truck, he just pulls up to the red light. And he's got his window down. And when he pulls up, the table behind us, you just hear, "Oh, fuck! You motherfucker, get the fuck out of here!" And so apparently this lady who has a restraining order on her ex-husband who's in the truck
at the light she's sitting at the table
behind at the table with her friend. So her and her friend start freaking out. The two guys who weren't with these ladies that just walked up, they are mind blown that something's going on. And this lady goes, "Yeah, that's my ex-husband, go kick his ass," to the guy that just walked up to meet her. So this guy like kind of gives like a look around, like, "Oh, like this is happening. Like people are looking at me too." Like at this point, the whole entire patio is silent because this is a scene. So this guy fucking he
saunters.
He turns around like, "Yeah, all right, I'll fucking kick this guy's ass." So he takes a few, first of all, too, he's got a Boston Red Sox shirt on, Boston Red Sox hat on.
This guy's been here. He's arrived.
Yeah.
He's been here for maybe 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
He just got there.
But does he know the girl or was he walking up to hit on her?
No, walking up to hit on her. Okay. Very fresh. Has no idea what's going on. So this guy, "Hey, how you doing? Like, my name is, there's my ex-husband. Go kick his ass."
Okay.
So he's walking over and so he sees this guy's truck and he goes, You want to see? This is the first thing he fucking says. The first thing that he says this to the ex-husband. He says it to the ex-husband. You want to see a fucking truck? You go ahead and look right over there. That's a fucking real truck. This guy's like, hey, this is my intro to beating this guy's ass. Was
jacked up white truck.
Oh, massive. Huge. It was nice, right, Fox? Yeah. It wasn't bad.
No, it was bigger than Pat's. Both trucks, very nice.
Both nice trucks.
Was it bigger than Pat's truck?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. No, okay. But he did say he's yeah. Look at my fucking truck. My truck can pull your fucking truck backwards, pal. That's what this guy's saying. And while this is happening, the lady's best friend is running around the entire patio, like running up to this guy's car. What the fuck are you doing here? We got a restraining order on you. You can't be fucking around here. And this guy fucking, I thought he was leaning into his car for like a gun, but he just leans in, then comes back and goes, you shut your fucking mouth, you fucking heroin whore addict, to the friend that just bucked around the corner. Meanwhile, this guy's still, you want to see a fucking truck? You go fucking look. That's a truck right there. And this guy, too, he's not just saying this to the guy in the truck. Yep. He's looking around at us like, look at my fucking truck, guys.
He's really selling it.
He wanted
people. Were you guys like, yeah, man, sick truck?
No. At this point, we were all spectators.
Nice truck.
Plus, I mean, I don't know if that guy's truck could have pulled that guy's truck either.
Two very nice trucks.
I would have liked
to see it happen.
I regret because I was scared the guy was going to pull a shotgun out of his truck and then start shooting the whole place up.
Did they have chains? I didn't say anything.
Pull his truck. I mean, I know that they had chains in the back of their truck for when this situation arrived.
And I regret not going out into the road and saying, hey, we're having a good old-fashioned truck off, all right?
White truck
against black truck, middle of the street, ready, go!
But you know how I know black truck would have got towed? Because that motherfucker didn't even peel out when he left.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, he just inched out of there.
It was so slow, like scared. The guy, when he was walking up towards him, is when he pulled away.
Yeah,
white truck would have won.
So did new boyfriend and girl just start immediately having sex on the top of the table?
No. So I
feel like it should have. I guarantee there was sex in that truck.
Yeah,
later.
they left immediately, and I'm assuming they went to go bang in that truck.
So they did leave immediately, but while me and Foxy are walking home talking about what's happening, we hear a car pulling up with people screaming in it, and we look over, and it's the two ladies on the phone, screaming. And we like look and start laughing, and they roll their windows up. So, I mean, I think what happened was after that whole thing, I think the guy was just like, yeah, I'm going to get the fuck out of here because your ex-husband might be coming back. Because I thought it was a real concern that he was going to come back around and just let a few fucking rounds go. I mean, it was scary.
He was a wild card.
Electric.
Seeing stuff in public like that's the best.
Oh, man. And also for them, like those people, they can never go back to the dugout ever again.
There's one dude sitting right next to us, and he's sitting there and he goes, oh, hell, I thought I was just going to have a nice day. I didn't know I bought dinner and a show tonight.
Yeah.
We got a big pop on all of us. Line. It was.
Hey, and Foxy, settle an argument from earlier. Is it a ficus or a bonsai?
I got to say, I love it, so it's a bonsai.
That's my guy.
I'm not a tree guy, though, but I will say it's a nice tree, I'll say it's a bonsai.
You heard the guy call it a ficus.
I might have heard that. I may have heard that, but like I said, I'm going to call it a
bonsai.
Doesn't
matter. It is a bonsai.
I think he said, this ain't no ficus.
Yeah, I think that's what he said. I think he was like, this ain't no ficus, dude.
I got to say this. We got about 7 different directions on how to take care of this plant. Connor has no chance.
Hey, Foxy, I appreciate the belief, man. I really like that we're coming at this with a united front. 2 water bottles a day keeps the doctor away. Bonnie's going to be just fine.
Are you feeding this thing freshly popped open water bottles?
Well, no. So actually, funny you should say that. Okay, so I posted a photo of Calypso, and my mother said, hey, Calypso looks pretty dry. Like, her leaves look dry.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, Mom, well, they told me not to fucking recreate the rain, so how the hell am I supposed to water the top of the plant and the bottom?
Well, we figured this out already. We're killing Calypso with the fire.
Yeah, well, Calypso could be dying.
The leaves are dry because of the fucking 700 degrees that you're pumping into it.
Also, she could be growing stronger. We're still not sure.
She's growing stronger.
But so I recreated the hole in the bottom of a red Solo cup, but I recreated it with the cap of a water bottle. So instead
a little squirt bottle,
exactly. So I'll squirt the leaves just so they're not dry.
Yeah, I told you got to mist them.
Yeah, you gotta mist them. I did order some mist Miracle-Gro stuff, so if Calypso is collapsing, she's got some PEDs on the way.
Nice, there you go.
But so I'll squirt the top just to get the to get the dryness away, and then I'll unscrew the cap of the water bottle and I'll just dump it in the soil. The trees are doing just fine. I think I'm gonna get like 2 or 3 more or 8.
Oh shit!
I can't believe you spent $100.
No, the way you gotta look at it though, he spent $75 on the pot.
Yeah,
the 25. Pot is nice.
Exactly,
it's straight from overseas.
And he got a free froze.
Yeah, it's a ceramic blend. I didn't get the free froze. Scumbagged out of that free froze. But I mean, I got a beautiful tree, and Bonnie is a great addition. And I just hope Calypso can get over it.
Sick ficus, dude.
Dude, it's a bonsai tree.
You know what?
It's not a ficus.
I wish it the best.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you, boys.
I wish it the best.
I mean, it's been a tough start, but I mean, we'll be okay.
It'd be a real shame if everyone commented under all your pictures, sick ficus, bro.
Suck.
Yeah, but too bad, you know, I don't really post pictures of Bonnie. I'll put her on my story, and I don't answer my DMs.
All right, that's the show. We appreciate everyone for listening. Everyone, please stay safe out there.
Yep.
No matter what you're doing, please stay safe. We will see you on Wednesday. Keep sending in your questions. Keep sending in what we were wrong about. Just tweet us at the Pod PMI. You can send in questions, DM them to at the Pod PMI on Twitter and Instagram. And we will see you on Wednesday.
See ya.